We've been talking about the inyan of Achras Hayomim, Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, Gan Eden, Yemos HaMashiach, Shis Alfi Shnin Hava Alma V'Chad Chorov. And primarily, we discussed the Shitas HaRambam, which is mentioned in Perek Ches and Perek Tes of Hilchas Tshuva. It's also mentioned in the Rambam's Hakdama to Perek Chelek. It's also mentioned very much at length in the Rambam's Maimer of Tchias HaMesim. Today, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to focus on the Shitas HaRamban, which is mentioned primarily in the Ramban's Shar HaGmul. So the Ramban wrote a sefer where he discussed these dvarim ha'omdim berumay shalaylam. The sefer is made up of different chapters, kemuvin, different components of this discussion, and we're going to extrapolate from the Shar HaGmul ashenagele inyonenu. Now, as a preface to the Shitas HaRamban, two things. Number one, the Shitas HaRamban is really the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim. Obviously, if you go through all of the Rishonim individually, there'll be a lot of nuance. But high level, the Shitas HaRamban is much more in line with the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim, in contrast to the Shitas HaRambam, which goes down as a Shita Mechudeshes. And even though, as we saw, the Chachmi Lunil said that, I don't know why everybody is getting so excited about the Shitas HaRambam, isn't it the Shita of Rav Haigoyin and the Shita of Rav Sadyagoyin? So even the Rambam had Goinim de Misayeyale, but at the same time, as it relates to the level of the Rishonim, the Rambam Shita goes down more as a Shita Mechudeshes. The Shita of the Ramban that we're going to go through is more the Shita of Rav of the Rishonim. So let's just chazer very, very quickly. Very, very brief recap of the Shitas HaRambam, which will segue us right into the Shita of the Ramban. The Rambam Shita is that the Toiv HaTzfuna LeTzadikim, the Toiv that the Tzadikim work for in this world, is to do Torah mitzvahs, for us to overcome our nisyonis and our yetzahara, our evil inclinations, so that one day we will merit a portion of Olam Haba. Olam Haba, in the words of the Rambam, is hachayim she'eni mohem moves, v'hatoiva she'eni mara. It's from a kamus, from a quantitative perspective, it's forever, it's nitzchias, it's chayim she'eni mohem moves, and from a echos, from a qualitative perspective, it's a toiva she'eni mara. Says the Rambam, this is the tachlis. The tachlis is to try to get to Olam Haba. In fact, the flip side of that, the worst thing that can happen to a person is for him not to merit that portion in the world to come. The Rambam says that's what we know as kares. He kares pa'olam hazeh, but there's also a concept of ti kares la'olam haba, which means that a person gets cut off. He does not have a ticket that will allow it admission into this world. Then the Rambam says, let me describe to you a little bit what Olam Haba is like. Olam Haba in by guf u'gvia, ela nafshes ha-tzadikim bilvad, beloy guf kemalachi ha-sharis. In Olam Haba, all there is neshamis. In other words, it's an Olam ha-neshamis. And says the Rambam, even though there are chazals that would seem to suggest that in Olam Haba, a person has a guf, all it is al derech chida, it's a derech moshel, because Chazal had no way of describing a hana that the neshama would get, because how do you explain to someone that's living in a guf what it means to experience a pleasure when you're outside the bounds of a guf? It's impossible. And as a result, we had to use mishalom and chidois l'sabiras ha'oizim. But in reality, says the Rambam, Olam Haba is an olam where there is no guf, there's no gvir, there's no achila, there's no shtia. All the olam hazeh, gufnias, digitivis, do not exist. What it is an olam of neshamas. And the Rambam says, but I want you to know that that shouldn't be a discouraging point. To the contrary, it's a very, very encouraging point. Because us in this world, because we have a guf, we're limited in terms of the hana and the tainug we're able to have. But in olam haba, where a person has no guf and he has no gvir, he's not bound by anything, the hana that he's able to have is so much greater than anything you'd be able to have in this world. In fact, the Mishnah says in office, Yofa Koiras Ruach Ba'olam Haba, Mikol Hanois Olam Hazeh. Then the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, okay, so if the tachlis of everything is Olam Haba, and Olam Haba, there's an Olam HaNeshama, so what's Yemos HaMashiach all about? Right? Yemos HaMashiach is a very big deal. It's the 12th of the Animamim, Animamim B'muna Shalema B'viyas HaMashiach. Achakolei B'chol Yom Sheyavai. What's the inyan of Yemos HaMashiach? Yemos HaMashiach is definitely going to happen in this physical world. It's not Olam HaNeshama, which means it's not Olam HaBa. But at the same time, we talk about it as being this incredible reward that one day we're going to get, right? We're trying to hang in there because we're holding the ikvus of the Mashiach, and then all our tzaros are going to go away. What's the point of that? If that's not the end game, that's not the toiva atzvuna l'tzadikin, that's not the chayim she'eni imohem moves and the toivish any mara. So what is it? So the Rambam says a dover chadash. The Rambam says that in the olam haneshamos, in the olam of Yemos HaMashiach, a person is going to continue to learn Torah. A person is going to continue to do mitzvahs, and by him learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, he will now have an opportunity for him to be able to acquire noch olam haba and noch olam haba. It's going to be a zman that's going to be very mesugel for chatoif ve'achol chatoif u'shte. And really, that's all it is. It's not an end in and of itself, but it's a means. It's going to be a time that's going to be utopian. It's going to be a time that's going to be very blissful. It's going to be a time that will be very muchshir and mesugel for a person to be able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. You're not going to have all the distractions. You're not going to have all the anxieties. You're not going to have all the things that are pulling you in 8,000 different directions. It's going to be a zman where you'll be able to focus and concentrate on chatoif ve'achol chatoif u'shteh, so that at the end of the day, you'll be able to merit more Olam Haba. And the Rambam says that if you want a good way to understand it, look at all the Yehudei HaTorah. Go through the second parsha of Kriyishma, and parshas Bechukosai, and parshas Kisavai, where it says, Bechukosai Teilechu, V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam. What is that? What's that schar? The schar that a person can get in this world, before Mashiach, in the Olam HaGufa HaGviyah, Sheyesh Bayachilu V'shteyah. What's that reward? It's Poshet. That's not the Iker schar. What is it? It's the Eibishter saying that if you'll do the right things and you're going to try, I'll give you an opportunity to be able to do more mitzvahs, because you'll have Yishuv Hadas, and like this, you'll be able to acquire more Olam Haba. The Rambam says it's what the Mishnah said in Ovis is Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. No, Yemos HaMashiach is going to be that at some multiple. It's going to be a zman where the entire world is going to experience an incredible state of bliss that will allow them to go ahead and acquire more Olam Haba. If that's the case, what's Gan Eden? So we know what Olam Haba is. We know what Yemos HaMashiach is. What's Gan Eden? So the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah doesn't explain what Gan Eden is, but in his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, the Rambam does, and the Rambam says Gan Eden is a physical place in this world, like many Rishonim say in Parashas Bereishis, and it's going to be Nesgala to the world, Ba'achris Hayomim. It's going to be a Mokim that the Tzadikim will be able to experience some pleasure. Says the Rambam, what about Tchias HaMeisim? What's that? Where does that fit into the equation? So the Rambam says, you want to know what Tchias HaMeisim is? U'Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoid as Torahs Moshe, en dos v'loi histapkus ba'uma ha-Yehudis l'misha enoi maimin bozer. And you should know, this is something for the Tzadikim. What that means? So the Rambam really never clarified itself. And to be clear, in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perachas, Perachas, Rambam didn't say a word about Tchias HaMeisim. In his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, he says that one line that we just mentioned. Oh, by the way, at the end of his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, when the Rambam goes through the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he mentions Tchias HaMeisim, which of course is the 13th Animamim. And the Rambam says, Vayesoid Ashloisha Asa Tchias HaMeisim Ukvar Biarnu. You want to know what it is? We explained it. And if you go back and you look at what the Rambam wrote, he didn't explain it. All he said is, Yesoid me, Yesoid is Torah Smoicha. In and the glatt way to understand the Rambam is that the Rambam Taka wasn't coming to explain it. Why not? I don't know. Did the Rambam himself not 100% sure in terms of what Tchias HaMeisim is? It's not clear. But the bottom line is the Rambam didn't explain it. But what is clear in the Rambam is that there will be Tchias HaMeisim, and our ikar of Emunah as it relates to Tchias HaMeisim is Tzegleven Asvetzayna Tchias HaMeisim. That is what we need to believe. Kfar biarnu. What? That Tchias HaMeisim yisoid mi yisoidois teras Moshe. Now, the Rambam, after he printed his Hilchos Teshuvah and his Akdamah to Perek Chelek, and his thesis of his understanding of the end of days made its rounds, it created a tremendous tumult in the world, a tremendous uproar. And we went through that in the previous year. And because of this, the Rambam was forced to clarify his position a little bit better. The uproar that the Shitas Rambam made was, there were those that understood that the Rambam was of the opinion that there's going to be no real Tchias HaMeisim. In other words, the understanding was that whenever Chazal talk about Tchias HaMeisim, the Rambam believed that was Olam Haba. And we'll see now in today's share a little bit more why people felt that way so strongly. But the point is that when we talk about Tchias HaMeisim, what it really is Olam Haba. And if the Rambam says Olam Haba is an Olam HaNeshamah, so that's just another way of saying that Tchias HaMeisim is going to be not a real thing. All it is going to be is some existence that the Neshamah is going to have. From the Gemara, since not Mashma that way. So the Olam Tainit, read the Rambam. And it's not even such fine print. How many times does the Rambam say that different things that are used to describe Olam Haba is a derech chida, it's a derech mashal? He says it twice in Perek Ches Hilchos Teshuva, and he says it by Arichus in his Hakdamah to Perek Chelek. So the Olam read the Rambam and they said, one second, the Rambam is so mairich about Olam Haba. The Rambam says one line about Tchias HaMeisim. He doesn't explain it, even though it's an ikur in terms of ikri amuna, but it doesn't seem to be the critical factor. I don't know, sounds like it's probably what the Rambam must have maybe not believed that Tchias HaMeisim is going to happen in the physical sense. And really, what the Rambam wrote in Perek Ches Hilchos Teshuva is probably the Rambam's Tchias HaMeisim, and the Rambam must be of the opinion there's not going to be a physical Tchias HaMeisim. This is the way the Olam understood the Rambam. Who's the Olam? The Talmud in Damascus, the Talmud in Yemen, the Talmud and the Talmidim in Baghdad, but really, Beroish Rameir, Alevi, Abulafya, the Yad Raman, other Rishonim, the Rash Mishans, when they understood the Rambam as, you can't even say these words out of your mouth, that he's the denying a real physical Tchias HaMeisim. Now, Rambam's not denying Tchias HaMeisim, he talks about Tchias HaMeisim. Rambam says, if someone's kofer b'Tchias HaMeisim, ein lo chelek b'Torah Moshe. But he must be denying a physical Tchias HaMeisim, because just, I don't know, it just feels that way. Do the math. And it forced the Rambam to respond to these allegations and these accusations. Again, it's hard to believe we're talking about the Rambam right here. But the allegations were fierce, they were scathing. The Yad Ramah, he referred to his letter as the Kitab al-Rasail, where he's coming out, guns blazing on the Rambam. And Imamish forced the Rambam to have to tell the world that, no, I understand there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim, and I'm moide b'Tchias HaMeisim in a physical sense, and whoever misunderstood my writings. But really, what emerges from the mind of Tchias HaMeisim is just one akuda. That don't think that the Rambam holds the Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba is the same thing, and that all the Tchias HaMeisim the Chazal is a mashal. No. All the Tchias HaMeisim, the Chazals, and all those Psukim, and all the Gemaras we learned in the beginning of Perek Chelek are meant to be taken literally. And Tchias HaMeisim L'chud, and Olam Haba L'chud. And you're right, the Tachlis is not Tchias HaMeisim. The Tachlis is Olam Haba. What then is Tchias HaMeisim? It's going to happen B'Achris HaYomim, it's going to happen B'Mois HaMashiach. The Tzadikim that are in Olam Haba are going to leave Olam Haba, they're going to come back to this world. And oh, by the way, this is a major punchline in the Rambam's understanding of how this works. They're going to die again. Because if that is the end game, Olam Haba. So if they're coming back to this world, doesn't matter how long they're coming back for. Could be Shnois Mesushalach. It's mashba that way from the Rambam. But at the same time, at some point, they're going to die again, and they're going to go back to the Olam HaNeshamas. Now, if the Tachlis is the Olam HaNeshamas, and they're in the Olam HaNeshamas, why are they leaving the Olam HaNeshamas to come back to this world to go back to the Olam HaNeshamas? That's one of the mysteries of the Shitas HaRambam. Rambam never explained that. Incidentally, Reb Sadia Goyen did. And Reb Sadia Goyen, as Amunus Vedeya said, that the reason that Tzadikim are going to come back to this world, to be able to do more mitzvahs. It's for the same reason that we're going to have that existence. It's because of there being an opportunity to be chatoif v'achov, chatoif v'shteh. The tzaddikim who are ready in the Olam HaNeshamis are going to be given a new opportunity, a new lease on life, come back to this world, not because that's an ikker, it's not. But like this, you'll have an opportunity now to be able to be kind a little bit more. Actually makes a lot of sense. As I state in Reb Sadia Goyen Zemunus for this, but the bottom line is this is Pachas Yoyser, the Shitas HaRambam. Incidentally, one thing that's not so clear in the Rambam is what's Gehenim? Where does Gehenim fall into all this? Rambam says that the real Oynish that a person is going to have is that he won't merit a portion in the world to come. So what's Gehenim? That just means that you're cut off. Right? It doesn't mean you're being tortured. It doesn't mean there's fire. That's not what it means. It means that there's Olam Haba. Oh, by the way, you're not invited. Sorry, right? You're going to scan and it's not going to work. So what is Gehenim? And of course, it's Gehenim. It's a Mishnah. Mishpat Rishon, the Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. So much talk about Gehenim. The emes is the Rambam in his Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, when he talks about Gan Eden for a second, and Tchias HaMesim for a second. He also talks about Gehenim for a second. Aval Gehenim hu bitui la Yisurim sheyasig es harishoyim. It's fire. Others say it's something else. Gamarnu. This is the Rambam's entire description of what Gehenim is going to be. But the truth is, and again, it's mistaber, that whatever Gan Eden is, Gehenim is the flip side, right? Because Gan Eden and Gehenim always come together. The Rambam described Gan Eden as being a place by Umazeh, that Ba'achris HaYomim is going to be Niskala to the Tzadikim that they're going to have a Tainuk from. If Gehenim is the antithesis of Gan Eden, it almost sounds like that's maybe what Gehenim is as well. So Gan Eden is a physical place, Gehenim is also going to be a physical place. Again, these are Dvarim Niskovim, these are Dvarim Ma'imdim Berumay Shalaylam. Adkan. This is the Shita of the Rambam. Enter now the Shita of the Rambam. So I'm starting from the end of the Rambam. And this is Be'inyan Olam Haba. It's Simin Reish Pei Beis. By the way, if you want to go through the Ramban's Sharag Mul, so there's a Madura Chadasha that was written by a great Goyin, Rabbi Yoel Spurka. And this is the edition that is Kedai to have as it relates to going through the Sharag Mul. It's an incredible, incredible Pirish with, number one, just a beer, and number two, a lot of raid in terms of understanding the Ramban and how it intersects with the Rambam and this whole Inyan. So highly, highly recommended. But the bottom line is, in that edition, it's page Tuf Yud Zayin. That's where I'm starting from. It's Be'inyan Olam Haba. Listen to the way the Ramban starts off his discussion about Olam Haba. He says, V'hine W duahu, ki hazoicha shebedivir Rabbi Yisenu. The one that's zoicha, right? What does it mean to be zoicha? What does it mean he made it, right? He made it. So today, he made it means it's probably a gvir. I don't know. What does it mean he made it? Someone that made it means he's someone that's going to be mezum l'chay yo'ilam haba. The ikr haschar etzlam b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And the ikr schar of all the mitzvahs, who are oilam haba. K'may sh'amru chazal v'tischak li'yoy machroin, sh'kol schorin shal ha-mitzvahs einoy elo lo'oilam haba. V'amru tzadikim gemurim nechtobim v'nechtobim l'alter l'chay yo'ilam haba. Right, the ikr is oilam haba. And says the Ramban, v'cheino oivdem etzlan. And what does it mean to be lost? What's the lowest a person can fall? Is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, v'elu she'en lam chelik lo'ilam haba. So the Ramban starts his chelik of oilam haba exactly where the Ramban starts Perikhes in Hilchas Tshuva. The Iker, the Toivat Tzfuna L'Tzadikim is Olam Haba. It says, the Ramban, V'zeh Olam Haba, Shu Soif Matan Tzchorin Shal Mitzvot, Dober Mistapik Ube Mishnah Zu. There's a suffix over here. It's not 100% clear what it is. V'lo Nisboyer Betherish, Im Hu Olam HaNeshamis, it's not clear if it's Olam HaNeshamis, V'zchorin HaMagia L'chol Achas Me'en Ba'atzma Achri HaMovis Mi'ad, and really, Olam HaNeshamis means a person dies, he loses his guf, now he's in the Shama. Oh, so now you go to Olam Haba. Oy hu Olam Achash Yischadesh. Well, says the Ramban, maybe it's something else. Maybe what it is a new world that's going to come into existence at some point in the future. It's a world that doesn't exist right now. V'yeh haschar beguf ubenefesh. And it could be in that world you'll have a guf and a nefesh. Or maybe not. Oh, oil and nefesh bavad. Maybe you'll only have a nefesh in that world. Bizmana hu amischadish during that time that it's going to be mischadish. So says the Ramban, it's posh the toivats funu litzadikim is oilam haba. He said, but I have a chakira. I have three tzadim. What is oilam haba? Is oilam haba the oilam aneshamis that the neshama goes to after a person dies? Is oilam haba a world that's going to exist in the future? If it is that, is it a world that a person will have his guf and his neshama? Or is it a world that a person is only going to have his neshama? Says the Ramban, I'm laying out three tzadim. Aba lemaisa, in the oilam ha-maisa, pun intended. Really, it's klar. It's barer kashemesh v'kitzarayim. That is really one side. And that is, oilam haba is the oilam a world that's going to come into existence in the future. And in that world, a person is going to have a guf, and he's going to have an neshama. And by the way, here is the punchline. Not just that, it is the olam of Tchias HaMesim. So the Ramban now, I'm giving it away, but the Ramban now is going to bring rayas, chapter and verse. It's going to be very geschmack, because rove of the rayas that Ramban brings on Gemara's that we just learned. So the Ramban now is going to bring raya after raya after raya, that you want to know what olam haba is. It's not an olam haneshamas. It's an olam that has a guf and it has an neshama. And that world is not a world that exists right now. It's a world that's going to exist in the future. That world is what we know as the world of Tchias HaMesim. In other words, it's going to be Tchias HaMesim, which will usher in Olam Haba. Here's some of the rayas. Number one, the Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik loylam haba." Then the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba." What's the first Gemara in Perek Chelik? Says Gemara, "Kol kach lama." Why? Why is that the punishment for someone that says "Ain't chias amesim in atayr"? Tana, it was taught in a brayso. Who kafar but chias amesim? This person that said "Ain't chias amesim in atayr," he denied chias amesim. Leficha lo yehei lo chelik but chias amesim. It's for that reason he will not have a chelik in chias amesim. Leficha kol midoysav shal hakadosh baruch hu mida keneged mida, because kol midoys when hakadosh baruch hu punishes, it's always mida keneged mida. Says the Ramban, what's going on over here? The Mishnah says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik loylam haba, ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba." Who doesn't have a chelik in loylam haba? Someone that denies tchias amesim, or he says ain't tchias amesim in atayra. Why? Because it's mida keneged mida. What's the mida keneged mida? If the Mishnah would have said, "Ve'elu she'ein lahem chelik betchias amesim ha'im ain't tchias amesim in atayra," it'd be a mida keneged mida. If the Mishnah would say, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba ha'im ain't loylam haba min atayra," then I would understand the mida keneged mida. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik loylam haba." That's not mida keneged mida. That's tanoi chitin v'hoidalei b'sayrin. Zok the Ramban, v'sh teita on the Eresh Gemara. We spoke this out when we learned the daf, right? In the last machs we spoke about Arichos. V'sh teita on the Eresh Gemara. You see clearly that tchias ha-mesim and oylam ba'ba is the same exact thing. Thus, ha-oymer ain't tchias ha-mesim and ha-toyra mida keneged mida doesn't have a chelik in oylam ha-ba, because oylam ha-ba is the oylam of tchias ha-mesim. Here's another raya. Sanhedrin daf tzadik amadbeis. This is the first daf of Perek Chelik. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yosi. B'dover zez ziyafti sifri ha-kituim. With the following argument, I was able to knock out the kutim. Shehoyu oymrim she'ain't tchias ha-mesim and ha-toyra. The kutim were tiny ain't tchias ha-mesim and ha-toyra. And they went so far, they started editing different gemaras and psukim and things. And the Torah, all of a sudden, was becoming mezuyef because they were trying to erase and eradicate every single remez that there is to tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah. But said Rabbi Yosi, I was able to knock them out. I was able to disprove them. How so? Because it says in the Torah, he kores ha-nefesh ahi avoy naba. He kores ba-olam hazeh. And what does tikores mean? La'olam haba. Or ikaris tikaris is ba'olam hazeh, and avoy naba is la'olam haba. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Yosi, I was able to prove tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah. You know why? Because it says tikaris min olam haba. Ochaiches. You were able to prove olam haba. Were we able to prove tchias ha-mesim? If tchias ha-mesim and olam haba is not the same thing, so again, it's tanai chitim ha'idloi b'sayrim. Rabbi Yosi says that I was able to prove tchias ha-mesim in ha-Torah from ikaris ba'olam hazeh tikaris olam haba. Ochaiches. The two have nothing to do with each other. Dr. Ramban, what do you see from here? That Olam Haba and the Olam Atchia is one and the same. Another Gemara that we learned together. Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Amar Beis. This is the first Daf in Perek Chelik. The Gemara says, "Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Mechayim Meisim." How do you know the Eibush is going to be Mechayim Meisim? Shenem the Pasuk says, "Va'atim Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim." Ma Hayoyim Kulchem Chayim Af Lo Olam Haba Kulchem Chayim. Again, Minayin Lotchias Meisim in Atayro, because Af Lo Olam Haba Kulchem Chayim. One is Olam Haba, the other is Tchias HaMesim. Says Ramban, it's Mefurish, like what I'm saying. It's a Mefurish Araya, that Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim must be one of the thing. The Ramban says, I'll bring you another Araya. The Gemara said that there's a Stira. There's one Pasuk that says, that La'osad Lavai V'chofra HaChama U'boisha HaLavano. And there's another Pasuk that says, V'hoya Ora HaLavano Ka'ora HaChama V'ora HaChama Yiyashiv HaSayim Ka'ora Shivisimei Bereshis. So the Gemara said, in one Teretz, like Kasha, Kan Ba'olam Hazeh, Kan Ba'olam Haba. That means ba'olam haba, there's going to be the chama, there's going to be the levana. Says the Ramban, if there's going to be a chama and a levana and olam haba can't be an olam haneshamos, because in the olam haneshamos there's no chama and there's no levana. So the Ramban, it's muchach that olam haba must be a world that's physical. If it's a world that's physical, there's going to be a chama, there's going to be a levana. Oh, it's a physical world. That's a raya that it must be. The olam atchia is another raya. The Gemara said that the Dor HaMidbar is born of olam haba. Shenema, this Gemara we didn't learn yet together. It's at the end of Perek Chelik. Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Uftuyei Hashem Yeshuvim. That in the end of days, the Dor HaMidbar, they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to come back to Tzion. The Dor HaMidbar has Olam Haba, because even though the Dor HaMidbar wasn't able to enter Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, in Olam Haba they will enter Eretz Yisrael. If Olam Abos, the Olam Anasham, is no Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place on this world. Oh, this is the biggest raya. Says, I'll bring you another raya. Come back to the beginning of Perek Chelek. Tav Tzadik Aleph Omer Beis. Om Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Minayin L'Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. How do you know this Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah? Shnema, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha, Oid Yehalalucha Selah. Hilalucha Loi Nemar, Elo Yehalalucha. Mikan L'Tchias HaMeis Min HaTorah. V'Om Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, he continued. Kol Oimer Shira Ba'Olam Azeh, Zoyche Va'Oimer Lo'Olam Abba. Right, these are two, but really the same memra, says the Ramban. Minayin l'tchias hameis min ha-Torah, because it says, Yehalalucha selah. And kolo'im ha-shira ba'ilam ha-zeh, zoich ha-lo'im ra-lo'ilam ha-ba. Oh, must be that this tchias hameis, what shaykhis, must be the zoilam ha-ba. Why must be that this tchias hameis? Must be oilam ha-ba, and tchias hameis is the same thing. So I'll bring you another raya. Kol parnei shemanegas ha-tzibur benachas, tzadik beizam ha-deizam perek chelek, zoich ha-manhigil oilam ha-ba. What does it mean a parnes is being managed tzibur in Olam Haba? In Olam Haba, right? Olam Haba is an Olam Anashamis. There's a parnes, there's a tzibur. Oh, must be, says the Ramban, Olam Haba is a physical place. It must be, it's the Olam of Tchias HaMeisim. Here's another raya. This raya is fire. A Gemara in Chulin Kuf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. It's also a Gemara in Kedushin La Mites Amid Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ein lechal kol mitzvah mitzvah shekzuva b'toira, shem matan schar b'tzida, she'ein Tchias HaMeisim tluyva. Even though you find certain mitzvahs that has matan schar b'tzida, but Rabbi Yaakov said, I want you to know, you know what it's referring to? It's referring to Tchias HaMeisim. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, L'man yitav loch, v'arach to yomim. It says this by Shuluch HaKan. L'man yitav loch is l'yom shekuloi toiv. V'arach to yomim, l'yom shekuloi aruch. What's the yom shekuloi toiv and the yom shekuloi aruch? That's Olam Haba. And what did Rabbi Yaakov say? Ein lecha kol mitzvah u'mitzvah sheksuva b'toira, shematan schara b'tzida, she'ein tchias ha-meisim tluyaba. It's mefurish, says the Ramban, that the world of Olam Haba, the yom shekuloi toiv, the yom shekuloi aruch, is the world of tchias ha-meisim. Two more rayas. There's a Shmois Rabba. Shmois Rabba Tesvav Chav Aleph. Asar Udvarim Asar HaKadosh Baruch L'Chadosh Ba'ilam Abba. There are 10 things that the Eivishten and Olam Abba is going to be Mechadosh. The first one is Sha'asid Lahayr Loi Lamay. The second one is the Eivishten is going to be Moitzi Mayim Chayim from Yerushalayim. The third one is Hashem is going to be Oysa Ilonois Litein Pei Roiseyim B'chol Chodesh V'chodesh. Haruviyah Shem Boinim Kol Achur Vais Vein Mokim Chorav Ba'ilam. Hachamishah Shu Boinu Yerushalayim Bevin Saper, etc., etc. There's going to be no more crying. Yeshaya Novi said, all the Olam Haba? What are you talking about? These are all physical things, says the Ramban. Oh, must be. Olam Haba is a physical world. It must be. It's the Olam Ha. It must be. It's the Olam Atchir. And one last one. A Bereshis Rabbi Yudalid Hey. We know Rashi brings the Chumash. It says Vayitzer by Adam with two yuds. Shnei Yitzirois. Yitzir by Olam Hazeh. The Yitzir of Olam Haba. Says the Bereshis Rabbi. Beisol Oimer. Geshem she Yitzirasa by Olam Hazeh. Kach Yitzirasa by Olam Haba. Ma Yitzirasa by Olam Hazeh. Maschul ba'or. Ubasser v'goymer begidim v'atzamois. Kach la'osed lo ve'in maschul ba'or. Ubasser v'goymer begidim v'atzamois. The Yitzir of Olam Haba is going to mirror the Yitzir of Olam Hazeh. The Yitzir of Olam Hazeh is a physical Yitzir. It sounds like this new Yitzir of Olam Haba is also a physical Yetzirah. Oh, by the way, what does it sound like? Tchias HaMeisim, it's much what it sounds like. That's the Shnei Yetzirahs. There's the Yetzirah by Olam Hazeh, there's the Yetzirah by Olam Haba. Right, if Olam Haba is Olam HaNeshama, it's no Yetzirah, the Neshama, poof, goes up. You have a Neshama and it goes wherever it's going to go. There's a new Yetzirah, there's a Chadish Yomeinu Kekedem here. That's Tchias HaMeisim, Dr. Ramban. I just mentioned 10 Mekoiris from the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban inside, there's at least another 10. It's chapter and verse, raya after raya after raya. And the Ramban says, it's klar. If you go through all these rayas and you make the sikum beyond a reasonable doubt, there's no shayla in the world. There's no shayla in the world, says the Ramban, that Olam Haba is the Olam Atchir. The truth is like this. If you go back and just sit on these 10 rayas that we just mentioned, really all of the rayas that the Ramban brought, really you could divide them into two groups. Just kedai to add this kinech. One of them is the Ramban has mefurish rayas that Olam Haba is the Olam Atchir, right? Mida connected mida. You a koi from Tchias HaMeisim, it's for that reason you're not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Oh, you see, it's one and the same, right? That when it says in the Torah, Yom Shekulay Toiv, Yom Shekulay Yoruch, it means Tchias HaMeisim. That we know is Olam Haba. Also, you see, Tchias HaMeisim and Olam Haba must be one and the same. Ashri Yoshua Visecha Oidi Alucha Sela is a right at Chis HaMesim in a Torah because he had a Lucha Oilam Abba. Oh, since he Oilam Abba and Chis HaMesim said, a lot of the Raya's are checkmate. Some of the Raya's the Rambam brought are not so checkmate. Some of the Raya's that the Rambam brought is going to be a Levone and a Chama in a Oilam and a Neshamas. How could that be? Right, the 10 things that are going to exist in a world of Neshamas, all these things have no pshat. What's the Rambam going to tell you to those Tainas? It's a moshul, it's a chida, right? The Rambam said I'm a furish. So really, some of the rayas, we know what the Rambam would have told us if he was standing here. Some of the rayas, we really don't know. We have to wait, mamish, for the oil matchia. Because the Ramban seems to have mefurish rayas, that chia sameisim and oil mabah is one and the same. I'm skipping a little bit. The Ramban goes, and then he says a dover nifla. Listen to this ha'ara from the Ramban. The Ramban says, you know, I made an observation, and I noticed that there isn't one place in the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh, in Bavli, Yerushalmi, in Medrashim, in Sifra, in Sifriz, and Mechiltas, there isn't one place where there's a mention of somebody being an Olam Haba. That's what the Ramban says. I never found somebody in Olam Haba. In fact, says the Ramban, every single time there's a mention of Olam Haba, it says that Ploini is going to be Mezumin L'chaya Olam Haba. Mention a marshal. The Gemara says in Brachis Samach Aleph on the days, right? You thought you can't pull anything more out of this Gemara. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Akiva was tortured to death, so Baskel came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmosa be'echad. After that Baskel came, so Amr Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Teire v'zu Schara. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva? What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva is the great Rabbi Akiva. Look at what happened to Rabbi Akiva. So Baskel came out and said, no, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sha'atum mezumin l'chayo ilum abba. Says the Ramban, Rabbi Akiva was nifter, right? Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, sha'yotze nishmasa be'echot. Zu toyer v'zu schara? Yeah, atum mezumin l'chayo ilum abba. What do you mean, atum mezumin l'chayo ilum abba? He was in ilum abba. How is he only at that point mezumin l'chayo ilam haba? Shouldn't he physically be in ilam haba? Zok the Ramban, it's muchach from here that even Rabbi Akiva, after he left this world, didn't go to ilam haba, because ilam haba is a world that's going to come into existence in the future. It doesn't exist right now, and if it doesn't exist right now, so that can't. So what then is pshat Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva right now is mezumin l'chayo ilam haba. But you want to know if Rabbi Akiva is in ilam haba? He's not in ilam haba. He says v'chem b'mekoy misrabim ma'oid b'talmud. You always find people that are mezumin l'chayo ilam haba. Here's one more maramakim. It's a sefri, and then the parashas vayelach. It says as follows: Halach malach hamavas etzel harim ubkoyes. This is after the p'tira Moshe Rabbeinu. So malach hamavas went to the harim ubkoyes. Amar lahem re'isem es Moshe. Right? Did you see Moshe? Amru loy. They told him elikim haven darko. Elikim gonzoi l'chayi olam haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hid him away. Gonzoi. So that one day he'll go to Olam Haba. Nobody knows where he is because nobody knows where he's buried. Says the Ramban, Gonzoi li Olam Haba? He should have been in Olam Haba. Says the Ramban, it's muchach for me that Olam Haba didn't happen yet. Olam Haba is a world that's coming to existence at some point in the future. When's it going to come into existence? After Tchias HaMes. So that's klar. This is like the whole back end of Shaar HaGmul, where the Ramban, beyond a reasonable doubt, proves his position, which is that Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchia. It's not a world that exists right now. It's a world that's coming to exist in the future. Says Ramban, if that's the case, what happens to a person after he dies? So when a person dies, where does he go? Where does he go? Says the Ramban, it's where you always thought he went before we got a little confused here in the beginning of Parak Chelek. Right, if somebody would have asked you a week ago, what happens to a person after he dies? He goes to Gan Eden or Gehenna, right? Mishpat Rosham to Gehenna, Zud Beis Chodesh, that's why you say Kaddish for 11 months. I mean, we'll be on him, that we know. So if you're Zoichi, you go to Gan Eden, if not, so that's what the Ramban says. Says Ramban, that's exactly where a person goes. He goes to Gan Eden. Where's Gan Eden, says Ramban? This is a little tricky. Says Ramban, there's two Gan Edens. There's Gan Eden Atachtoin, and there's Gan Eden Elyon. There's Gan Eden Atachtoin, Kimavur, Parashas Precious. But there's also a Gan Eden Elyon. The Gan Eden Elyon is the Gan Eden of the Olam HaNeshamis. Gan Eden Atachtoin is a place in this world. Adam Arishan was there. Now, what's the purpose of Gan Eden Atachtoin? So Ramban rather says something fascinating. He says that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that after a person dies, the first Yud Beis Chodesh, his guf is still somewhat kayin. Now, even though the body physically may be decomposing, but on some deeper level, the guf is kayin, and the nesham is oil of a yoyret. So if the guf is kayin, who licked the guf? Says the Ramban, I licked in Gan Eden HaTachton. So there's a place for Gan Eden HaTachton, even after a person dies. But this Gan Eden, Atachten, this Gan Eden, Elyon, after a person ties, he goes to Gan Eden. What happens if a person's not Zoicha? He goes to Gehenim. Right? This Gan Eden and this Gehenim, says the Raman, says Pasha. When a person dies, it's Gan Eden Gehenim. What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is not where a person goes when he dies. Olam Haba is not an Olam HaNeshamis. Olam Haba, you have a goof. The Ramban says a million rayas to this. Narvas, Olam Haba is the place that a person is going to go to after the Olam HaTchia in the event that he's going to be Zoicha. And by the way, at that point, there will be people that will be Zoicha and there will be people that are not going to be Zoicha. Now says the Ramban, I want to explain to you another Yisoid. And that is, Tchias HaMeisen really is going to exist for everybody. This is another diversion from the Shittas Aram. That Tchias HaMeisen is going to exist for everybody. Now, what's going to be the purpose of Tchias HaMeisen for everybody? So Ramban says the tachlis of that Tchias HaMeisen is going to be, it's going to be the Yoim HaDin HaGadol. The Yoim HaGadol V'Anoir. What's going to happen is, at the end of days, when it's going to be ready for this new world to come into existence, all of a sudden everybody's going to get up. And when everybody's going to get up, there's going to be a Yoim HaGadol V'Anoir, there's going to be a Yoim HaMishpat. Now says the Ramban, you're going to tell me, what do you mean man was judged already after he died? All the people that died, right? These are the people, Shalzeh Onudon and Tchias HaMeisen. So why they're being judged again? So the Ramban says it's going to be another Mishpat. This is going to be another Mishpat. And at that Mishpat, it's going to be determined who's going to merit a portion in the world to come and who's not going to merit a portion in the world to come. We've mentioned many times that the Marna Griz, the very, very end, the last page in the Sefer on Chumash, he brings Shamati Kamupamim from the Tatar Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said that what's going to be the purpose of having this Yom HaGadol V'Anoir at the end of days? So Reb Chaim said, because really, it's impossible to properly judge a person until the end of days. Because a person is not only judged based on what he did. A person is also judged based on the influence that he had on other people. And really, until the end of days, until the curtain comes down, you're not going to know what hashpa a person might have had on somebody else. It's going to be impossible to know. And it's for that reason, said Reb Chaim, there's going to have to be a cheshbon, poshen, and pshat, a yom ha-mishpat at the end of days. Because a person could have lived 500 years ago, but his influence, l'toiv o l'ra, is still being felt right now. So at the very end of days, there's going to have to be a yom ha-mishpat to now make an accounting and do the cheshbon of every single person, what he did while he was alive, what is Ashpois were after he left this world, and then it's going to be determined who's a Ben Olam Haba and who's not a Ben Olam Haba. So says the Ramban, the Tzaddikim are all going to come from Gan Eden, and he said all the Rishoyim that were in Gehenim or not in Gehenim, they're all going to come. Everyone's going to come. Every person's going to come. Now the Ramban Grada says there's some people, there's a small sliver of the population that's not even going to get that. But that's already beyond the scope of this share. But the bottom line is everybody's going to come. Everybody's going to show up with the guf, Tchias HaMeisen. And there's going to be another Yom HaMishpat. And during that Yom HaMishpat, it's going to be determined who's going to be Zoicha to a Chelek in Olam Haba and who's not going to be Zoicha to a Chelek in Olam Haba. So according to the Ramban, what's the Cheshben? According to the Ramban is, we're all in Olam Hazeh. A person dies, he goes to an Olam HaNeshamis. What's that Olam HaNeshamis? It's not Olam Haba. That Olam HaNeshamis is Gan Eden and Gehenim. At some point in the future, there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach. Mashiach's going to come. After Mashiach comes, there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim. That Tchias HaMeisim is going to be for everybody. The tzaddikim, the rishon, everybody's going to get up. And now there's going to be a new cheshbon. This is the final tally, which like Reb Chaim was masber, you couldn't have until the very, very end of days. And at that point, it's going to be determined who's going to get the ticket to now live in Olam Haba and who's not going to get the ticket to live in Olam Haba. Whoever is going to get the ticket, he's going to go on, he's going to live in Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is the Chaim She'enim Ba Moves, it's the Toiv She'enim Ra, but it's going to be with the Guf, because that's what Tchias HaMeisen is, in this new world that doesn't exist now, that's going to come into existence in the future. And whoever is not going to merit is not going to merit. And really, that Oynish of not getting the ticket to be in Olam Haba is much worse than the Mishpah Rishon BeGehenim and anything that this Neshama had to have endured prior to that point, because this is the real bad. The real bad is there's this great show that's going to go on forever and you're not going to have a ticket. You're not going to be able to witness it. But in the world of the Ramban, that's the way this is going to play itself out. So really, if you think about the chilukim between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Let's be explaining a little bit. According to the Rambam, it's Olam Hazeh. Then a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba. In the end of days, there's going to be Yemois HaMashiach. In Yemois HaMashiach, there'll be Tchias HaMeisim. The Tchias HaMeisim will be a transient period, because people will come back to life, but they're going to live only for a certain amount of time. By the way, it's only going to be for the tzaddikim. In the Olam HaTchiyah, they'll have access to this physical place known as Gan Eden. They'll chaparayin, maybe more mitzvahs. That's what Reb Sadia Gaon said. Ram never explained it. And then afterwards, they're going to die. And when they die, they're going to go back to Olam Haba, which is where they were before Tchiyas HaMeisim. According to the Ramban, a person dies, he goes not to Olam Haba. He goes to Gan Eden, or Rachman al Tzlan Gehenim. And the end of days is going to be a Tchiyas HaMeisim, not just for tzaddikim. Tchiyas HaMeisim for everybody. That's going to happen during the Yemois HaMashiach, right? That's when it's going to play itself out. It's going to play itself out during the Yemois HaMashiach. There'll be a Yom HaGod of HaNeira, a mishpat for everybody. Whoever's going to merit to continue to live will now move on to the next phase of existence, which is Olam Haba. Everybody else is going to go home. It's going to be the end. Meis kebehemus, the Lashon HaRambam, and that's going to be the end of everybody. That's, according to the Ramban, the way it's going to play itself out. So again, the first major nafkamina is what's Olam Haba? According to the Ramban, a person dies, it goes to Olam Haba. According to the Ramban, no, Olam Haba is the Olam of Tchiyas HaMeisim, which, by the way, just in terms of the definition of the word Olam Haba, right? According to the Rambam, Olam Haba is not a world that's going to come into existence. It's a world that a person will come to after he leaves Olam Hazeh. According to the Ramban, the Olam itself is Haba, right? The world doesn't exist. The Heftza of the world is Haba. The Heftza of the world is going to come into existence. Another nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban is with Gan Eden. Right, where's Gan Eden? What is Gan Eden? According to the Ramban, Gan Eden is the Olam HaNeshamis. That's where a person goes to right after he dies. According to the Rambam, no. Gan Eden is going to be a place here in this world that's going to exist, be a Mois HaMashiach, for the Tzaddikim to be able to have some sort of Tainig. Another nafkamina is, will a person die after Tchiyas HaMeisim? According to the Rambam, yeah, he says in Mefurish, people are going to die, because the Tachlis is not Tchiyas HaMeisim. The Tachlis is to go back to the Olam HaNeshamis. According to the Ramban, Tchiyas HaMeisim is Olam Haba. It's the Chaim She'eni Ma'amavas, which means that people in the world of Olam Haba are going to exist forever, right? So that means Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to be an eternal existence. There's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, in the Olam HaTchiyah, how are people going to conduct themselves? According to the Rambam, it sounds like we're going to come back to life and we're going to live. I don't know, just like we live today, we're going to live then. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There'll just be less tirdus. Right? Ein bein oylam hazeh l'yemois ha-mashiach, says the Rambam, elo shivu nalchus bilvad. That's what yemois ha-mashiach is going to be. According to the Ramban, the oylam ha-tchiyah is oylam haba. Now, you have to get this clear. Olam Haba, it's a Gemara in Brachas Yud Zayin. The Rambam quotes it in Perches Halacha Beis Hilchos Teshuvah. The Rambam makes a big deal about it. In fact, this is the Eben Apin of the Shittas Rambam. But the Ramban can't argue with what we're about to say. And that is, Olam Haba. Olam Haba in bo le'achil v'le'ishtiyah. El enavshis ha-tzadikim bilvayt, right? The yoishvin ha-tariseim b'rishayim v'nenem is v'ashchina. That's klar. Not enavshis ha-tzadikim bilvayt. That's the Rambam's Yisofa. But there's no achil and there's no shtiyah. El, right, tzadikim yoishvin v'atariseim b'rishayim v'nenem is v'ashchina. There's no achila, there's no shtia. And by the way, the Ramban, when he works through a Shara Gemol, he says, one second, if there's going to be a guf, how is it possible there's going to be no achila and no shtia? So the Ramban has two mahalchim. One mahalch is that we'll have such hana from the Shechina that spiritually we'll be able to exist. What do we need food for? You need food to have a kiyum. We're going to have our kiyum in more of a spiritual way. Inami says maybe we're going to have man, all rooted in Chazal. But the bottom line is, according to the Rambam, in the Olam HaTchiyah, we're going to live like, I don't know, we'll live like we're living now. That's certainly what it sounds like. Ein bein Olam HaZeh. Right, you'll die, right? It's ein bein Olam HaZeh. According to the Ramban, that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba, there's no achil v'shtiyah, which means we're going to be physical, but at the same time, there's going to be no achil v'no shtiyah. So I just want to end with one thing, and that is, so in the world of the Ramban, Olam Haba is really the Olam HaTchiyah, which means in Olam Haba, we're going to have our guf, right? Very interesting. According to the Rambam, in Olam Haba, the real existence, all you are is a neshama. According to the Ramban, you have a guf. It's a funny zach, right? We're going to have a guf. Like, how do you even understand that? To me, it's a little interesting. Right? We're going to have our guf in this eternal existence. I think there's one very wichtige maramakim, and we'll end with this. And that is, the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Netzavim, it's on the Pasuk, Umol Hashem Elokeches Levavcho Ves Levav Zarecho Le'ahavas Hashem Elokecho B'chol Levavcho B'chol Nafshecho L'man Chayecho. So, this is a Pasuk that describes some time in the future where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a bris milah. The Eibush is going to be the mayel. Umal Hashem Elokeches levavcha veslavav zarecha. But the milah is going to be on our heart. Not only our heart, but the heart of our children as well. One paragraph in Ramban. V'nirim in aksuvim inyan zeh she'omer. I feel that from these psukim, you see the following idea. Ki min abriya, from the beginning of time, man had free will to do good or bad. And really, the entire time that we had a Torah and an obligation to keep Torah mitzvahs, this is the way it was. So that we would merit a schus if we chose the right path, and be punished if we did the wrong thing. The bechira of man is going to be only to do good. The heart is going to have no desire to do something it's not supposed to do. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, because really, lust, right? Wanting and desiring pleasures, arla balev. What it is, it's an arla in the lev. Umoil alev. You know what mila of the lev is? Shalay yachmoid. V'loy yisave. Yoshuva adam. Here's the punchline. Man will return at that time. You ready? Lasher hoyo koydim chetish ladam arishan. To what he was like before the chet of Adam Arishon. Shaya oise betivoy, masheroy lasoisoy, v'loy hoyer betsoy noidover vehefechoy kumoisha pirashti besay the bereshis. That ba'achris hayom, a man is going to come back, he's going to be like Adam Arishon, where he's going to only do what's right, ukemoisha pirashti besay the bereshis. If it sounds familiar, we spoke about this ba'arichos and chumash here. What does the Ramban say in Parashas Bereshis? He says, "Vayofa be'enai ki ha'adam ha'yoisa betivay masheroy lasis kefiat toledes." That man, based on his nature, so his nature when Adam Arishon was created before Achet, all he was programmed to do was what was right. Kasha yasva shemayim v'chol tzvam shehim poyal emes shepulosam emes v'lo yishanu es tafkidom ve'en lohem b'masei mahavo yisino. But what happened? The Eitz Hadas had an Iperos, and these Peros was moilin in a person Bechira. Adam Arishon ate from it, and the rest is history. But how was Adam Arishon created? He was created like the Shemayim and the Tzvam. Shem Poyalei Emes, Shepulosam Emes, V'lo Yishanu Es Tafkidom. Says the Ramban, that's what we're going to go back to in the end of days, and that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Umol Hashem Alikechas Levavcha Veslavav Zarecha. Now, the Ramban doesn't say, he says, it's not a stretch to say that this is what he means, right? First of all, how much time is there going to be from Yemois HaMashiach until Tchias HaMeisen? Again, this is all above our pay grade. But the Ramban seems to be describing a zman, after Mashiach's going to come, where a person is going to have his guf, but at the same time, he's going to be like Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. I think that's a geschmack way to be able a little bit to be mamchish what it means in Olam HaTchiyah, where you have a guf, but at the same time you're on some very, very high spiritual level. It's mamish the madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. And just like Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet, he had his guf, but he was on an incredible level, a level we had no bechira. Says the Ramban, that's the Yomim She'im Ben Chefetz. That's what we're going to come back to. We're going to come back to such as man. And by the way, just the Chazarova, we said over that what's the oimek? What's the oimek of the madrega of Adam Arishon where he didn't have bechira? So partially it means he was programmed that way. But we said it could be the vart is based on what Ramei Simcha says in a few places, that Klai Yisrael, at the time of Kabbalah Sar Sinai, they had no Bechira. It was Kafaleim Harkagigas. And Rami Simcha says, what does it mean it was Kafaleim Harkagigas? Because it was Ato Reis La'adas Ki Hashem Hu Alikim Einoi Milvadoi. There was such a clarity in the world, right? There was such clarkite that there was no mocking for a person to have any Bechira. It was impossible. What are you going to do? You were going to say no? It was Ato Reis La'adas. They saw the truth. They saw Maisa Bereshis in front of them. So if you see Maisa Bereshis in front of you, you have no Bechira not to do the wrong thing. Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet was Began Eden. He was Yetzir Kapish al Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? He's the one person that's not a Yeludisha. Ashri Yeludisha, Adam Arishon's not a Yeludisha. So Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet, had no Bechira. You know why? Pasha, because where's the Bechira? How can he have Bechira? He saw with such clarity. Then he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And again, the rest, we're going to go back to that Madrego. We're going to go back to Madrego. We're going to have a guf, but it's going to be Madregas Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet. Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet on Bechira. Adam Arishon, Kaidim Achet, maybe with that Toisefes Kinech. And what is that? It's the Toisefes that is going to be such clarity in the world because of Umol Aretz Deya. Kamayim layom mechasim, that it's going to be impossible for a person to have bechira. You're talking that's what the oimik is. But the bottom line is, it's going to be a spiritual existence. It's going to be a spiritual existence with the guf. This is all in the world of the Ramban. This is the Olam HaTikun. Right, the Sfarim HaKadoshim all say Adam HaRishon, had he not eaten from the Eitz HaDaas, he would have been masakin the Olam, right? The real Tikkun HaOlam could have came through that. That Rizal said he ate Paga, right? He ate these unripened fruit. If he would have waited 3 hours until Shabbos like this, and because of the fact that Adam HaRishon didn't wait, right? And David HaMelech didn't wait. So that's why we're waiting for Mashiach. And that's really coming full circle. That the Tikkun HaOlam could have come from Adam HaRishon mit the Gruf. That's what we're going to come back to. We're going to come back to having a guf where there will be a tikkun olam. Achras hayomim is the ultimate tikkun olam. Mit the guf, kimadregas adam rishon kaidem achet. That Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim on the pasuk umol Hashem alekeches levavcho lechayru zatzushal to this Ramban in the Shara Agmol. Either way, we had the shittas Rambam, we had the shittas Ramban. Believe it or not, there's still a lot more to talk about. We'll see whether or not we have time to do it now, or maybe we'll have to wait for a little bit longer. But either way, there's one thing that's klar, right? There's one thing that's klar, and that is. We don't understand it. What it is? Is it like the Rambam? Is it like the Ramban? One thing is clear, and that is there's going to be a Tchias HaMeisim. It's one of the Ikre Yamuna. One day there's going to be Schar Va'oinish, that's also from the Ikre Yamuna, which that could be Zoicha, to Tchias HaMeisim, which should be Zoicha, to Bias HaMashiach, we should be Zoicha, to Tikkun HaOlam, we shouldn't have to wait anymore. Let's find out whether the Emes is like the Rambam, whether the Emes is like the Ramban. Let's be honest, it doesn't matter. Let's just get there already. We'll all figure it out together in real time. B'mheir b'yameinu, amen v'amen.